You are listening to the Wonderful World Kids Podcast. Today we are talking about an important global issue that affects the well-being of our Earth. We are talking about ocean pollution.
So, what are the three main sources of ocean pollution? What is the Great Pacific Garbage Patch? And what is a dead zone? Let's find out in today's episode.
Everyone, and welcome to the Wonderful World Kids Podcast. Today's episode is the last episode of Season 3. Today we are talking about ocean pollution. Ocean pollution refers to the release of harmful substances into the ocean. These harmful substances are typically chemical contaminants or trash, which is either intentionally dumped into the ocean or washed or blown into it.
Most of these pollutants come from land sources. And since oceans are the endpoints of rivers and streams that run on land, a lot of contaminants that we produce on land, irrespective of how far we may be, end up in the oceans.
There are three major types of ocean pollution: plastic pollution, chemical pollution, and oil pollution. Let's first talk about plastic pollution. Plastic is the primary source of ocean pollution. More than 80% of the marine litter is plastic.
On average, the world produces nearly 400 million tons of plastic annually. And close to half of this plastic is used to create single-use items, such as packaging, straws, and cups. As a result, the amount of plastic waste generated each year is humongous.
If not disposed of properly, this plastic can flow downstream through rivers and end up in our oceans. Once plastic enters the ocean, it can take anywhere from 20 to 500 years to decompose, depending on the type of plastic and how much sunlight it is exposed to. When plastic is exposed to UV rays in the ocean, it breaks down into tiny pieces called microplastics, smaller than 5 mm in size.
These microplastics are very harmful because many marine animals can easily eat them, and once ingested, these microplastics can release chemical toxins into the marine animal's body, damaging their organs.
The microplastics can further break down into nanoplastics. Nanoplastics are smaller than 1/10 of a millimeter. And when they get that small, they can get absorbed into the roots of trees and enter our food chain. These micro and nanoplastics are so pervasive that they have been found in the soil, air, plants, and even the human body.
Plastic pollution leads to the creation of garbage patches. Garbage patches are large ocean areas where litter, fishing gear, and microplastics and other marine debris are collected. They are formed by rotating ocean currents called gyres.
Gyres are kind of like slow-moving whirlpools. Our Earth has 5 significant gyres. And these gyres are important because they drive an oceanic conveyor belt that circulates ocean waters around the globe. But while circulating ocean waters, these gyres also draw in marine debris and litter, forming patches of garbage.
The most well-known of these garbage patches is the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. It is located in the North Pacific Gyre between Hawaii and California.
This garbage patch covers an estimated surface area of 620,000 square miles, which is twice the size of Texas or three times the size of France, and contains nearly 1.8 trillion pieces of plastic.
The next type of ocean pollution is chemical pollution.
Chemical pollution can come from various sources, including agricultural runoff, industrial waste, and sewage. Chemical pollutants include fertilizers, pesticides, herbicides, detergents, and industrial chemicals. These chemicals can be toxic to marine life and accumulate in the food chain, eventually reaching humans. Fish caught in water contaminated with chemicals can be unsafe to eat.
Chemical pollution can also lead to the creation of dead zones. There are close to 500 dead zones worldwide. Dead zones are areas of water with little to no oxygen, and they are caused by algal blooms.
Nutrient-packed fertilizers applied to farmlands often end up in local streams, eventually depositing into oceans. These excess nutrients feed algae and trigger massive algal blooms that rob the water of oxygen and prevent sunlight from penetrating water's surface. This creates dead zones where marine life cannot survive. When more than usual amount of algae grows in some region of the sea, it attracts more fish. As the number of fish increases, the waste generated by them also increases. This waste is decomposed by bacteria at the bottom. But this process uses up a lot of oxygen. And to make things worse, the algae eventually dies too, generating more stuff for the bacteria to decompose. This severely reduces oxygen levels in the water, creating dead zones.
The largest dead zone in the world lies in the Arabian Sea, covering almost the entire Gulf of Oman. This dead zone is nearly 63,700 square miles, almost the size of Florida.
The second largest dead zone is in the Gulf of Mexico in the United States. This is a seasonal dead zone. It forms every year in the late summer. Its size varies, but on average, it is around 6,000 square miles. Most marine life in a dead zone either dies or, if they are mobile such as fish, leave the area. Habitats that would usually be teeming with life become biological deserts. So dead zones, as the name suggests, are deadly.
And now let's talk about the third type of pollution, oil pollution. Oil is a type of fossil fuel, and it is a major energy source powering economies worldwide. Nearly 80% of the energy used for transportation today comes from oil. Oil can enter the ocean from various sources, such as land-based runoff, natural seeps from the ocean floor, and oil spills.
Out of these sources, the biggest source of oil in the ocean is land-based runoff. The water from rain and snowmelt carries oil from cities and vehicles to rivers and eventually into the sea. The next most significant source is natural seeps, where oil enters the ocean through fractures or faults in the seafloor. And the third largest source of oil pollution is oil spills.
Oil spills are more common than you might think, and they happen in many different ways. Thousands of oil spills occur in the world every year. Most of these spills are small. For example, when oil spills while refueling a ship.
But large oil spills are dangerous disasters. These happen when oil pipelines break, big oil tanker ships sink, or drilling operations go wrong.
Oil pollution in the ocean is a serious problem that can devastate marine life and ecosystems.
Once oil enters the ocean, it can spread quickly and contaminate large areas of water. Oil can coat the feathers of birds, making them unable to fly. It can also clog the gills of fish and other marine life, making it difficult for them to breathe. Oil can also sink to the bottom of the ocean and harm bottom-dwelling organisms.
Large oil spills can lead to the closures of beaches and fisheries and have disastrous environmental and economic consequences for society.
Our Earth is known as the Blue Planet because of its oceans. Survival of our Earth depends on the ocean. The ocean gives us food to eat and oxygen to breathe. It also gives us water to drink by helping the water cycle. So it is important to keep our oceans healthy and thriving.
Here are four important things that we can do to keep our oceans healthy. Number one, reduce the use of plastic. Reducing plastic waste is one of the most important ways to stop sea pollution. Try to avoid using plastic as much as possible. For example, use steel water bottles and containers instead of plastic. Choose reusable plastic products over single-use plastic and recycle the plastic whenever possible.
Number two, use natural and eco-friendly products. Using eco-friendly products can significantly reduce the amount of pollution entering our oceans. Many traditional cleaning products contain harmful chemicals that harm our oceans. So use products made with natural and biodegradable ingredients.
Number three, keep our beaches clean. After you enjoy surfing, swimming, or just relaxing on the beach, always remember to clean up after yourself. And if possible, participate in a beach cleanup or organize one yourself. You can also donate to organizations such as the Ocean Cleanup and Surfers Against Sewage that take up large-scale ocean cleaning projects.
Number four, create awareness. Educate yourself and others around you about ocean pollution and its effects. Whenever you come across any interesting information about the ocean or its current conditions, share it with your friends and family.
And this brings us to the end of today's episode and the end of season 3.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. And thank you for writing to us, subscribing to us, and recommending our podcast to your friends and family. Your words of appreciation mean the world to us. It keeps us going. So thanks a ton. And we will see you in the next season, which will be coming out in June. So please stay tuned for our season 4 announcement. This was episode number 30, where we spoke about ocean pollution.
Thank you for listening. See you in the next season.
And until then,
keep
on